Good morning. My guest this morning is Karen Johnson from the Charles Schulz Museum. Good morning, Karen.
Thank you for having me again.
Very glad to have you anytime. And bring Snoopy if you like.
We could. He was a little busy this morning.
Right.
You know, that great pumpkin stuff is going on.
Exactly. This is a busy time of year for him.
Right.
Talk about some of the stuff that's going on around Thanksgiving time at the museum.
Well, we have two great things happening. One is a true festival celebration of Snoopy's Thanksgiving dinner. You'll remember that when he chose to do his Thanksgiving dinner in the video, he was very creative with the food that he created. So we are reenacting that for all our visitors and guests. Popcorn and pretzels and jelly beans and toast and ice cream. I always say to parents, please feed them before, because this is nothing but a sugar high and nothing but fun.
Right.
So that's on Saturday the 19th of November.
Okay.
So it's called the Snoopy Thanksgiving Feast, and it's fabulous. And
how many kids do you expect?
Oh, well, we get a lot. Last year, we had over 400 children.
Wow.
And families together.
400 children on a sugar high.
On a sugar high, popcorn, salt, jelly beans, toast, and everything you can imagine.
Okay.
So that's a great one. And then we have a gentleman named Joe Woese, who's been part of the museum from the beginning. He's a cartoonist and very involved in the cartooning world. And he does children's books and caricatures, and he's a fabulous storyteller. So he'll be doing his storytelling in the theater. Then he'll be teaching a class up in the education room about how to draw cartoons.
Oh,
so that's a
wonderful,
very fulfilling time that weekend when he comes. And he just goes all day long between storytelling and teaching classes.
Is that also a popular event with kids? I mean, I wonder about kids who are developing the desire to become cartoonists.
Well, as you know, in the last 10, 15 years, the graphic novel has become a very big way we communicate now. That's drawing in a lot of people. But kids come in because of their devotion to Snoopy. And then they learn about cartooning, or they learn about who Mr. Schulz was. So we're able to introduce most children through their love of Snoopy and the Peanuts Gang.
It says that Snoopy is greeting one of the guests to the feast. Now, who gets to be the lucky recipient of...
You know, I don't know if, to be honest, I think you're going to have to wait and come on the 19th. I'm not quite sure how they're putting that together yet, but it's going to be quite a wonderful opportunity for someone to have a very fun afternoon with Snoopy.
Is it also so that I guess it's on November 19th,
right,
that the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving movie will be shown?
Yes, it'll be shown all day in the theater.
Oh,
absolutely.
Just
right.
So, Karen, what will you be doing with all of these tremendous numbers of excited children racing about under your feet?
Well, you know, the first year we did it, we only had about 50 or 60 people because they weren't quite sure what it was. And now it has grown into, as I said to you, between 300 and 400 people. It is nothing but fun for us. The museum has a great volunteer base. So I'll be running from different stations of people with toasters. We blew out the line one year because we had so many toasters, because we were toasting as fast as we can, making sure the popcorn machine is working, making sure kids are getting enough jelly beans, if I can say that. We are just, as staff, we're all running around making sure every single section and station has the food it's supposed to have.
Do you find that being associated with the entire Charlie Brown mystique affects your outside life?
Well, I think I can say personally I'm of the age where it impacted me as a young person. So for me, I'm coming full circle in terms of admiration for
That's
Mr. Schulz.
Right.
And, you know, it's a wonderful job to have in our community, because I had people last week stop me in a store and say, I know you work at the Schulz Museum. I want to tell you how wonderful my kids' summer workshop was.
Well, thanks very much for coming in, Karen. And let's tell people that if they need information about what happens at the Schulz Museum during the holiday season, here's a telephone number, 579-4452. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.